1027 Business with Michael Avery.
For investors who want to make an impact, Africa is an obvious place to start. I mean, the continent's rapidly growing and urbanizing population, coupled with its resource wealth, is set to be one of the century's economic megatrends. At the same time, almost 600 million people in Africa lack access to electricity, 4 in 10 live without safe drinking water, and a fifth of primary age children are out of school. Now, it should come as no surprise then that impact investing has begun to take hold in Africa, from creating employment to strengthening infrastructure or supporting things like agriculture. Opportunities certainly abound for investors. Now, Riskura and UCT GSB launched their sixth African Investing for Impact Barometer. And to talk about the findings, I'm joined now by Riskura's Head of Responsible Investing, Adam Benno. Adam, welcome. Great to have you back on the show. I think you could probably say that things like ESG and socially responsible investing and impact investing might seem like last decade's buzzwords, but they now have enough capital and data behind them for investors to really pay attention. What did you survey in the sixth impact barometer?
Hi, Michael. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for so much for having me back on your show. It's an absolute pleasure to speak to you about this important piece of research. So we started out looking at really three regions, Southern Africa, East Africa, and West Africa, and focusing on the countries within those regions that have established retirement and professional fund management industries. So we surveyed approximately 382 fund managers in sub-Saharan Africa in those regions, which ended up being about 2,640 funds managed. And our approach was to survey, as well as look at websites and public disclosures, fund fact sheets, et cetera. And we focused on several strategies we call investing for impact strategies, which includes ESG integration, investor engagement, screening, sustainability themed investments, and impact investing. So that was the focus of the research.
Did you find it a challenge at all, given the pandemic, or was it relatively straightforward to get your hands on the information?
Riskura is a very established investment firm. You know, we do carry some weight in some markets. So with that name, we were able to, you know, reach out to quite a few fund managers and get their feedback in terms of the surveys. But in some regions, you know, it is a little bit more difficult, and you do have to dig a little bit deeper through websites and fund fact sheets to find the information. So In some cases it was challenging, and in other cases it was quite easy to get the information.
And when you look at what you've uncovered here, it's very interesting. There's some very high level findings. On the screening side, probably not so good. We're seeing a lot more engagement. Can you just describe what you uncovered and more about what sort of impact strategies are being employed across these various regions in Africa?
Sure. So I would say, the biggest overall finding is the improvements in disclosures across these different strategies, across the fund managers and in the different regions. I think that's an important point to make, because what we do in the barometer is we actually score fund managers across these strategies to, you know, see who's doing well in the strategy and who's falling behind. So really what that does is it allows for some benchmarking. And so what we've seen is there's definitely been an improvement in disclosures and also in measuring impact. There's a big focus on that compared to previous editions of the barometer. And so what that does is it allows for us to look under the ESG impact bonnet, and it gives asset owners a checklist which to measure as well as challenge their advisors or asset managers. So it allows for that market.
Measuring is always a difficult thing when it comes to any kind of impact investing, from socially responsible investing to ESG, because if you think of something like education, for example, very often the benefits of investing in an early childhood development arena, for example, will only really be measurable 12, 13 years down the line. Do you think the taxonomy is evolving in order to allow a better measurement and monitoring and evaluation?
Yeah, I think taxonomies are evolving, and there is consolidation around different impact measurement frameworks. And there is a renewed and big focus on this, really to stamp out greenwashing, or what they call now as impact washing. I think, you know, it's important what this barometer does is it looks at scale, which is always important. You want more investments going into these different strategies. But it's not just about counting more money. It's really about making more money count. And to do that, we need to drive better measurement, management, and reporting of impact. And so there is a lot of work that's being done in developing tools and practices to measure and manage impact. And we still have a long way to go, because as you mentioned, there are challenges with measuring impact. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've seen an improvement in this area.
And in terms of the engagement, are these managers taking a far more active engagement role through the various lenses through which they've made these investments?
Yeah, definitely. So we are seeing a lot more disclosures of engagement activities across the board, particularly in Southern Africa. We're seeing a lot more stewardship reports come out that go beyond just the typical proxy voting reporting. So asset managers are doing a better job at demonstrating their engagements and the impact of those engagements. And the focus is no longer just, you know, on those governance issues in the ESG. You know, they're also big focus now on environmental issues and social issues. And then what we're also seeing in the engagement front is increasing collaborative engagement. And again, particularly within South Africa as well. Which is, again, all very positive.
On the negative side, you did mention that screening was largely in a kind of standby mode. Can you just expand on that?
Yeah, so what we uncovered with this report is, positive screening remains quite muted across the regions. And can be used as quite a pragmatic approach, particularly within countries that have undeveloped public equity markets. Screening is an important tool. Unfortunately, we're not seeing much growth in that area as well. I think investors can actually target within these types of markets. Because, you know, your opportunity set is quite limited. So positive screening can have a big, big impact.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there. Adam, we've run out of time, but very interesting, the sixth edition of the African Investing for Impact Barometer. It covers almost $650 billion worth of assets and in one or more investing impact strategies. So it really is probably the best research into what's going on in Southern, West and East Africa. And certainly demonstrates that Africa isn't a laggard when compared with our global peers, offering investors a very vibrant investment opportunity in this space.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.